Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast, episode 0054. Here at the Disney Parks Podcast, we are your source for hot off the press Disney news. My name is Park Hopper Sid. Park Hopper John is away on assignment searching the globe for Disney news to bring to you. And we come to you from the www.parkhoppers.com website. I am joined by the awesome Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com.
Hi, everybody.
And last, but certainly never least, Mr. Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com.
Welcome to the show, Mouseketeers.
We've got a great show for you today, including a recap of the Disney Parks Podcast Meetup over the Cars Masters Weekend, Epcot Food and Wine Festival News, Limited Time Magic for the week of July 4th, and so much more. But first, with this week's movie quote contest is Tony Castelnova. Take it away, Tony.
I'm watching you, Wazowski. Always watching. Always. Okay, if you know the character that does that and the movie, please email us at thecrew@DisneyParksPodcast with the answer, and you will get a free Disney by the number pin. We will need your name for the next episode, so when you email us, make sure that you give us your name.
Details about this year's Epcot International Food and Wine Festival are coming in. Dates for food and wine this year will be September 27th through November 11th, 2013. So you want to mark your calendars. On August 13th, Disney will begin taking reservations for premium events for the 18th annual Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. And the premium events are the more pricey events that you pay in advance before you go. They will be taken reservations that day for the lower cost events as well. But new this year for the premium events, they have Scotland, Land of Food and Drink. That's going to be September 28th, and it's going to be $95 or $115 if you do the VIP. New also is Spirits Confidential. That's going to be November 1st, $80 or $95. Also new this year, Parisian Breakfast will be on Saturdays for just $37. So that sounds like it's going to be a great value. And then also, last but not least, new this year is the Hibachi Experience, and that will be October 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th, and November 5th, and that one's going to run $120. There are many more experiences. These are just the new ones for this year, and don't forget about the Discovery of Chocolate. That will also be coming back this year. Now, the lower cost seminars and demonstrations will be back this year as well. So don't forget that that's our pick for the best value of the festival. The low-cost seminars and demonstrations are lots of fun, and you don't want to miss those. And the dates and times for these are usually the last pieces of information we get on the festival. But we do know that the culinary demonstrations will be $14, mixology seminars will be $15, and beverage seminars will be $14 again this year, and all of those will be offered at the festival for 2013. And the all-important number to keep handy to call and make those reservations on August 13th is 407-WDW-FEST, or 407-939-3378. So that is the magic number to call. And if it's still like it was back when I was taking dining reservations, the call center opens at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So be sure and set your alarm that morning. It's going to be an exciting time.
Yeah, the other interesting thing is they chose the weekend after the expo. So the expo ends on Sunday, and these, I think, go on sale Tuesday. So anybody that is going to be at the expo and you're spending some extra time in Disneyland, you might want to think about getting up early.
Yeah, don't forget about the time change.
Yeah. So 7 a.m. East Coast time means that that'll be 3 a.m. your time. No, 4 a.m. 4 a.m. Oh, that'll be great. So you can wake up in California at 4 a.m. just to make your dining reservations.
Stay up. Just do the smart thing and just stay up all night and then go to bed at 4:30.
Yeah.
There you go.
And last year, the phone lines were very busy at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, when we talk about these premium events, also all the those chef events, Robert Irvine, Buddy Velastro, you know, whoever else is coming, those all go on sale this day as well. So if you want to get to one of those events, this is the day to get your reservation. The only problem I have with this whole thing is that you have to pay for all of these events up front. In August, yes. And the thing doesn't happen until like September or October or even in November.
Yes, and it is non-refundable. And yes. I remember working dining reservations, we had this whole long spiel we had to read after each and every mm-hmm. phone call. So that, again, is part of the reason why you're on hold so long, because they were required to read you the long spiel to let you know that it is non-refundable, you know. And, of course, I'm sure they've made exceptions here and there, but apparently you have to send in an email, and it's this whole process to try to get your money back. So just don't miss it if you make the appointment.
And also, besides non-refundable, they are non-transferable, which was another argument I heard somebody last year saying, well, I can't make it, but my friend can make it. But... No, it has to be you, and you have to show your ID to get your tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I love going to this. I mean, last year I dumped a lot of money to go see a lot of events. I don't know if I'm going to trim it up a little this year and just, you know, maybe do some new things and not old things. You know?
I think John and I are definitely going to do the mixology seminars. Mm. At least one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I want to do a Party for the Senses again. I did have a good time at that last year.
When you ended up in the back of our pickup truck?
Yes, that was the back of the pickup truck.
Good time.
That was BK before Krista.
Yeah.
But
And was there not a Mexican event? A Mexican experience?
Yeah, there's a tequila tasting,
yes.
Or tequila lunch, they
yeah.
call
yes,
it.
Yes, tequila
like,
lunch.
It makes it sound like.
Also, the other thing, you know, some of these luncheons are actually pretty good. I've done both of the Italy ones. And I'll tell you, you leave full or you leave drunk. The wine, the Italian wine one, you got, I don't know, how many glasses of wine? I'm going to say 5 glasses of wine because it was like a 5-course meal. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they can be stingy, but it depends on who's pouring and how nice you are to them, is what we found out. You know, if you're nice to these people, they will, you know, fill your glass up. And you can leave there pretty damn drunk at, 11 o'clock in the afternoon for lunch.
So. I haven't done any of the real fancy, pricey stuff like that, but I did do the 3D dessert discovery party last year. I did a full write-up on my blog, disneyways.com, if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
But it was worth every penny of the $55 that I paid for it. And I highly, highly recommend that if you can swing it. It's really special and different. And same thing, it's all the booze you can drink, so.
Yeah.
Well, and don't forget, Red Stag infused ice cream and donuts.
Oh, interesting.
My husband was in heaven.
Wow. Now, in the Scotland one, are they going to serve us like haggis?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing. Yeah. Is Merida going to be there? I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
See now, that's a good, that's a great idea. They start having characters at these different events, too.
Yeah.
You know, they could really charge more. Okay.
So many ideas for that.
Yeah. My wallet, I just send my paycheck to Disney. Take my mortgage payment out. I can't believe I'm saying this, but believe it or not, the 4th of July is right around the corner. I don't know where the year is going. I feel like it was just January last week. But anyway, Disney Parks has a bunch of Star Spangled 4th of July events that will be happening on both coasts here in the United States. Because they don't celebrate the 4th of July in other countries. The Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland guests won't have to wait until the 4th of July to celebrate America's birthday. They can choose any day of independence during the week of July, from July 1st to July 7th, in the parks with flag-waving spirit and all the limited-time magic that you can experience in a park in one given day. It's a red, white, and blue extravaganza at Disney Parks Honor America with the 4th of July celebration like never before. And since I've never heard of fireworks for a whole week, I will agree with that statement.
In California, with Disney Celebrates America, a 4th of July concert in the sky. In this patriotic fireworks spectacular, dazzling comets and glistening bursts soar to a brand new musical score produced in a concert band style, created to stir a sense of pride in being American, while at the same time inviting guests from around the world to feel a part of the celebration. Celebrate America pays homage to all Americans who love the best of America. The fireworks spectacular takes place at 9 p.m. on July 3rd and 4th and 10 p.m. on July 1st, 2nd, 5th, 6th, and 7th at Walt Disney World and adds 9:30 p.m. to each night in Disneyland. Here's what guests can enjoy across Disney parks during Independence Week. Here in Orlando at the Magic Kingdom, Walt Disney World guests are treated to a fun-filled spectacular as Goofy, Donald, and Pluto are dressed in colonial fife and drum corps and join a spirited procession down Main Street, USA prior to the daily Celebrate a Dream Come True parade. The rousing pre-parade features the Main Street, Philharmonic, Citizens of the Main Street, and Walt Disney's historic horse-drawn Calliope.
And at Disneyland Resort, Mickey Mouse greets guests in star-spangled patriotic attire every evening in Town Square on Main Street, USA. Illuminated mouse ears glow with the show during performances of both Celebrate America at Disneyland and the patriotic pre-show to World of Color at Disney California Adventure Park. Disney parks on both coasts are going to have things to share, such as chefs will whip up tasty treats inspired by Americana, including red, white, and blue strawberry shortcake in the Magic Kingdom and apple pie-filled cupcakes at Disney's Hollywood Studios, Disney's Animal Kingdom, or Downtown Disney. At Disneyland Resort, the fanfare includes red, white, and blue desserts in mason jars at Carnation Cafe, patriotic cotton candy, apple pie pockets, or 4th of July cupcakes in shops all along Main Street, USA. The flag-waving week continues on both coasts with themed souvenirs such as USA shirts, trading pins, light-up star necklaces, and patriotic Duffy costumes. And we're going to see Tony Castellanova in one of those, I'm sure.
Now, wait, is it a costume for the Duffy, or is it a costume that makes Tony look like an Uncle Sam meets Duffy? That
little tiny Duffy costume on Tony.
Yeah, that's it.
Tony just quit. Thank you.
Probably my favorite fireworks show that they do. This and New Year's Eve are the two favorites, so I'm excited. I think since they're doing it, you know, for 7 nights, I am going to try and see them from a different place each night. Maybe I'll even videotape them from a different place each night. You know, like the Poly, the Grand Floridian, Bay Lake Tower, and, you know, maybe even Main Street.
We can call John for PandaVision.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll even park behind the Magic Kingdom and get them from the back end.
Well, and for all of those who are listening, make sure you listen to our interview with John from BigFatPanda.com so that comment will make sense.
If you cannot wait to see the next Disney movie, The Lone Ranger, help is on the way. Disney is going to give you a sneak peek from June 14th to August 3rd to see the Lone Ranger trailer as it arrives at Disney's Hollywood Studios. So come mid-June, gallop over to the ABC studio for a little limited time magic and enjoy an extended trailer of The Lone Ranger starring Johnny Depp and Armie Hammer. Don't miss the chance to catch a sneak peek of Disney's thrilling adventure film before it opens in the theaters on July 3rd. And from June 14th to June 16th, keep your eyes peeled for statues of the Lone Ranger and Tonto at Downtown Disney area. See if you can spot the two of them wherever they pop up. Now, do we really need to put the trailer in a park? I mean, are they afraid nobody's going to go see this movie?
Well,
it's got Johnny Depp in it. I think that's a given. I think people will show up.
It's just advertising, Tony. It's just a new way to advertise.
I am tired of this trailer, and I don't know which one they're going to use, but if you have the internet, you can see this thing. You don't have to come down to Disney's Hollywood studio.
Krista, what do you think?
Just saying.
Well, you know, they're doing their marketing. That's what they do. I can tell you that I was in Hollywood Studios when they first started doing this, and people, they had cast members literally almost like telling people as they walk by, hey, come on in and watch the Lone Ranger trailer, because people were just kind of blowing right past it. So I don't know if things have changed, and maybe now that they know what it is, they're watching it. But when I was there earlier this week, nobody was really paying much attention.
Now, this is not in the Sounds Dangerous area. This is, where is the ABC studio?
If you're familiar with the area where they had Princess, what's her name, from Star Wars, Amidala, right next to where they do the Jedi Training Academy signing.
Okay.
It was like right there, right next to that.
I hope this turns people into seats in a theater.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually going to a preview next week. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to the movie.
I'm looking forward to the movie. I just think this is kind of kooky. It's Disney. They're loud.
Absolutely. This week marked a big day for Disney. This week, on June 18th, was the grand opening of Starbucks right there on Main Street in Magic Kingdom. Now, I know there's a lot of news and a lot of pictures running around, but we do have just a few tidbits so you know what to expect, because this is not like every Starbucks on every corner that you're going to go to. For this location, all of the drinks that are offered are under the Disney Dining Plan, and it will be a snack credit. So if you're on the Disney Dining Plan, you can use that at Starbucks. This is good news. The bakery is going to be staffed by Disney cast members. They're not bringing in outside Starbucks employees, so these are Disney people. Starbucks items are going to be sold from opening until 11 a.m. After 11 a.m., there will be both Starbucks and Disney treats at the location, including the cupcakes, the cookies, and the brownies that we have all come to love. Now, the cinnamon roll. This was a concern. At this moment, they are not available, but they are being offered at Gaston's Tavern in New Fantasyland. You just have to get a little further into the park for your sugar fix, and you're all set. Unfortunately, there is no longer any indoor seating at the bakery. There is a lot of standing room inside, and of course, there's a few chairs around down that little alley right there where the artwork is by the jewelry store, but there is no more seating inside the bakery. There is a full Starbucks drink menu. It will begin at park opening each day, and we do have photos, but there is also a link to the official menu from Starbucks in case you want to see more detail. So if you're looking for your caramel macchiato, they will be able to make it. There's also four hot breakfast options that are available until 11 a.m. There are three sandwiches with meat, and there are four hot breakfast options until 11 a.m. Three are sandwiches, and one is even a vegetarian wrap. There's also grab-and-go cold sandwiches if you would like. You can use Starbucks gift cards and mobile apps for purchases, which is something that people were also concerned about. But it is not possible to redeem your Starbucks rewards at this location. Now, if you use the app or you use your Starbucks card, your purchases will earn Starbucks rewards. So it does count down the road. And just in case anyone was wondering, the cups are being branded with both Disney and Starbucks artwork. And we are going to have a photo of that on the blog for you. So please take a look at it. If you've gone and you've gotten your coffee, let us know what you think. Let us know what you think of the change. We have seen lots of pictures of the sign, but not very many pictures of the inside of the location. So please let us know, you know, what your experience over at the new Starbucks at Magic Kingdom was.
Yeah, I like Starbucks. I know a lot of people are, you know, Double D, Dunkin' Donuts fans. As long as it is integrated and it looks like Main Street, I'm fine with it. You know, bring on the Starbucks.
Absolutely. There were a lot of people that had issues with it. Mm-hmm. And then you go back and you look at all of the different partnerships, you know, Kodak has signs all over the park, Coca-Cola.
Yep.
This is not the first corporation to enter Disney.
It won't be the last.
not by any stretch. It's sure. just the first big one in a long time. And so people are very used to, you know, everything that they've seen, the GE, the Kodak, the, you know, all the other little ways that we've put marketing into the park. So I think if it makes your vacation that much better, and frankly, if it helps you keep up with your kids who are on, you know, sugar-laced pixie dust, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
It'll certainly come in handy when they do another 24-hour event.
Oh, they will need to keep it open.
And since we are the Disney Parks podcast, I do know that over in California, they mm-hmm. have had Starbucks for probably a good year now yeah. or more. So mm-hmm. if any of you out there are listening and can just share with us your opinion on your Starbucks and how things have been going out there, you know, we'd love to hear from you. Just tweet or Facebook us or whatever.
Yeah. It would be just Disney style to shut the store down when they have the 24-hour event, so you can't get store.
That would be a very, very bad thing.
I think people would go through the glass to probably get a good glass of Starbucks.
I don't know. Krista, Tony, we were there. We were there till 5 a.m. We did pretty good without Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
We were
yeah.
dying for water.
Yeah. I hope to go see it this weekend and check it out. It will be interesting to see what they've done with the inside, you know, how they've changed things. You know, it'd just be fun. So I'm hoping that I assume that these Disney cast members or the cast members that will be working there have gone through, you know, the Starbucks schooling to learn how to make a proper Starbucks coffee.
I can tell you from experience, mm-hmm. just from the location that I work at, mm-hmm. that we, you know, where I work, we have a Starbucks inside of our building.
Right.
And our employees belong to our building, but they do have to go through Starbucks training. And yeah. not just that, but even the signage. You ever see the chalkboards up above?
Right.
Those chalkboards, at least for our location, they match every other Starbucks out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, they hand over a certain amount of, you know, freedom. At the same time, it's still the Starbucks name, so Starbucks is going to make sure it's done right.
I wonder if they'll come up with a, you know, a Disney, you know, named drink or something. Or Disney, you know, something that's not found in every other Starbucks, but something that you can only get in a Starbucks on a Disney park, inside a Disney park. Like the Mickey Mouse chocolate, you know, raspberry, blah, 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 you know, whatever.
Yeah, they do have the unique cups with both logos on them right now, but yeah, that would be cool if they came up with a drink or a snack or something.
Right.
So you can only get there.
Right.
Look, as long as they have peppermint mochas, I'm happy. That's all I need.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to wait till Christmas to get a peppermint mocha. You know that, right?
I do.
Okay.
It was one of the things, our location where I work was very small, and they expanded it. And when it was small, they would get one bottle of the peppermint flavoring. And when it ran out, they were done.
That's not good.
They told me I was the only one that ever ordered it, and it frightened me to think that I had actually had that many of them. And then the next December 1st or whatever, they would get one more bottle.
They should order two, one for you, and then one for everybody else.
That's kind of what I thought, but, you know, that would just mean two for me. So, but now it's fully expanded and everything, so we don't have those issues. But
I always get a head tilt when I order the peppermint mocha. Peppermint mocha. Yeah, peppermint mocha. I know you got it back there. Go ahead. Go ahead. You can do it.
Is that like a fluffy girl drink? Is that why I'll fruity you?
I love anything peppermint. Peppermint is my favorite flavor. Just going to throw that out there.
We're going to have to edit all this out because our show's going to be 2 hours long.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then let's move on. We have some rumors swirling amidst the interwebs. And one of the ones that really caught my attention, a couple of different sources, which we'll leave out for right now, have been talking about the possibility of a Star Wars land. The whole idea of an expansion of the Star Wars universe in the parks would, I'm for that. I think, you know, this brand, you know, fits in with Disney, you know, maybe a little bit more than the Marvel, but we'll leave that, you know, argument for another day. But the part of this expansion that they're talking about is possibly a cantina-themed Star Wars restaurant. Now let that sink in for a second. Cantina Star Wars restaurant. So let's talk about what some of these food options might be. You know, with the right Disney chef, they really could have a unique menu with, you know, uniquely named Star Wars things. It would really give, you know, that cantina, that Star Wars feel. I mean, if you see the cantina in your head, you know, from the movie, think of that. The other option, and there was some concern with some of the other postings that I saw, was, you know, the cantina in the movie is kind of a dirty, grungy, you know, not a very nice place that you would take kids. So Disney would have to kind of Disneyize it and, you know, make it a more attractive place that you would probably want to take your family, and which would deviate a little bit from the movie. The cantina would have a bar and a lounge just like it would, you know, in the movie, where you could kick back, you know, and have a, you know, a Star Wars cocktail, and they could really, you know, go crazy naming the...
Mm-hmm. All right, so you want to move on to the next thing here?
Sure.
Absolutely. What else do you have, Krista?
All right, well, as we know, no one eats like Gaston. So after a wildly popular debut at Gaston's Tavern in New Fantasyland at Magic Kingdom Park at Walt Disney World Resort, the slow-roasted pork shank is now on the menu at Edelweiss Snacks in Fantasyland at Disneyland Park, with an added tangy barbecue glaze on this Disneyland version. And that's going to give it a bit of a kick that, you know, we don't have here at Disney World. And for this summer, June 14th through September 2nd, you'll also find it on the menu at Woody's All-American Roundup at Big Thunder Ranch Jamboree in Frontierland. Vying for attention with the park's giant turkey legs, this tender, meaty pork shank is simply seasoned with salt and pepper, slow roasted, and finished with a barbecue glaze. It's a hefty 22 ounces or so, so you might want to share this low-carb, high-protein indulgence. The cost is $9.99, and you can actually consider it lunch for about two or more people. So Disneyland's got the Gaston's pork shank, so that's exciting for them.
How come they get barbecue sauce and we don't?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We have to have a reason to go coast to coast. That's why.
Well, and last but not least, we would love to thank everyone who came out to meet us at the latest and greatest Disney Parks podcast meet that we had at Cars Masters Weekend this past weekend there in downtown Disney. And I know that I had a great time. Tony, what did you think?
I think it was a great time. I think, you know, we had fun. It was quick, it was easy, and we had a couple cocktails.
Absolutely. That's always good meat. Now, we didn't quite have as many people as we'd hoped, but a lot of that was the weather. We were just running in and out of buildings with downpour, and then the sun would come out for 10 minutes, and then downpour, and so we actually ended up moving the meat into Bongos and had some rum drinks. So if you were not there, we missed you, but now you know where our meats always end up, so maybe that will inspire you to come join us next time.
Yeah, we had more fun inside Bongos.
I think we did. It was a nice time. And the Cars Masters weekend was really, it was just very cool. We were there with a couple of friends who had grown up, you know, watching their dads work on cars. And so it was really nice for them. For one person, it was very emotional because this is what her and her dad used to do. And her dad had recently passed away. So for her, it was really just about connecting with those memories. But it was fantastic. There were, you know, everything from the muscle cars to the, you know, great old Ford flatbeds, and then even just a few cars that were there because they were kitschy. You know, we had a General Lee, and we had some monster trucks, but there was really just a nice mix, and there were a lot more people there than I thought.
Yeah. We did get some nice merch, too. We got some nice... Chip Foos designed t-shirts and some wall art.
Oh, and we ate out of food trucks.
And we ate
every day. Yep, every day with a food truck is a good day.
Yep. And we did find out that that one, the Truckeria, is run by Wolfgang Puck.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did not know. So the next time you see that Downtown Disney, you don't have to worry about it. It's Wolfgang Puck's truck.
And the food was really good from them. We had, yeah, you know, they had three different types of soft tacos, and there was chips and salsa and a couple other things, and it was just, but it was, you know, it was really good. Where else are you going to get, you know, a fish taco for $3? So.
Yeah. Yeah, what were they, 3 for $7, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was $3 for one or 3 tacos for $7.
Yeah.
So, and they had chicken, pork, and fish.
Correct.
So. So it was really good.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
So if you weren't there, we missed you, but hopefully we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Yeah, with that crowd, we probably missed a lot of people. There was a lot of people down there. It was a little warm, too.
It was.
Yeah.
It was Florida in June. It was hot and humid.
Call the Disney Parks Podcast at 407-476-8898 to leave a message 24 hours a day. You can also email us questions and comments at thecrew@disneyparkpodcast.com. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DisneyPKPodcast. Follow us on Twitter, for all you Twitter lovers, at DisneyPKPodcast. Help us out by subscribing to us on iTunes. Rate us, review us, leave us a little note, and we will respond to you there as well. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio On Demand. Visit us at Disney Parks Podcast, where you can find all of our shows, our show notes, and leave us a comment. Join us next Tuesday for more news, rumors from all around the Disney parks, and we'll see you in the parks. I am Tony Casanova from Disney by the Numbers, and I ask that you stop by DisneyByTheNumbers.com, where you can read our news, our blog, see videos, sign up for our newsletter, and check out our photos and all the other good stuff that we have at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DBTN page. I know that's a little hard, but you can follow us there. You can follow us on Twitter at DBTN. You can find us on YouTube by searching for Disney by the Numbers. You can sign up for our newsletter at DisneyByTheNumbers.com or go out to iTunes and search for WDW DBTN Facts. And you can go out to iTunes and get our iPhone app, which you can use on your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. Check out WDW DBTN Facts on iTunes.
Well, I'm Park Hopper John, and I come to you from the WDWParkHoppers.com website. You can find us on the internet at www.wdwparkhoppers.com. You can find us all across the social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, at WDWParkHoppers. Please sign up for our newsletter. We have a lot of great information, a lot of fun stuff that we're putting in there. And you can always sign up to get our blog post articles sent directly to your email for absolutely free. We also encourage you to go out to TeamParkHoppers.com and TeamParkHoppers on Facebook. Help us to raise money while we're running and having a great time at all these great Run Disney events.
Hi, this is Krista from DisneyWays.com, where our mission includes bringing you exciting Disney news and information that's also sprinkled with Disney Ways treasures you won't find anywhere else. We want to help answer your Disney-related questions. We do post every single day, so we hope you subscribe to our updates by email. We do have monthly prizes for our subscribers, so you're automatically entered just for subscribing, and you'll be kept up to date for with our coming events and all the things we have going on at Disney Ways. We can also be found at Twitter at Disney Ways, and we do have a YouTube channel that's a work in progress, but we'd love to have you there too. So check us out on the web.